You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
St. Paul writes, "Now we commend you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but with toil and labor we worked night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all." Here ends the reading. A word that's come into common usage these days is entitlements. Usually it refers to programs administered by governments. Closely related to this is the word entitled, which sometimes reflects a negative attitude, as if one is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. Seems in the early church there were those who believed themselves to be entitled, expecting others to provide for them while they themselves refused to work or to contribute to the common good. We read in Acts chapter 2, verses 44 to 46, that in the first days of the church after Pentecost, all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts. Interestingly, by the time the church had been founded in Thessalonica, the believers were not all together with glad and generous hearts. Paul needs to speak to those who are idle busybodies, not working, not sharing the responsibilities, but believing themselves entitled to be taken care of by the community. If anyone is not willing to work, says Paul, let them not eat. As I write this brief devotion, I can't imagine you are idle and need encouragement to get busy. A few weeks before Christmas, most of us have anything but idle hands. But Paul's exhortation stands. We live in community with one another in the body of Christ. We are each important to the well-being of the whole. Every local congregation needs willing workers ready to respond to God's gift of grace by working quietly, not growing weary in doing good. Let's pray. Lord God, make me a willing worker, always ready to do good. Amen. Suggested Advent action: do something good for someone, anyone today.
thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.